Welcome back to our morning show. Chief Scott Gauld is here today to talk about some upcoming things for the fire department. And first of all, Scott, I think you just want to put a thank you out there for all the support you've been getting.
I do. I just really want to thank the community for the support that we continue to get. Do have some news I'd like to share that's been out there a little bit, but we're getting closer. We have received a great donation from Jones Chevrolet and Cardinal CG. We are putting together a ultra high pressure quick attack truck, which we are going to be responding in our district. Is 310 square miles, and this quick attack truck will take two members. It's got water in the back, pump's going to be running, and if we do have a fire, it's to get there a little quicker, right? The quicker you can start putting water on the fire, the better off we've got of controlling it. Some fires, barn fires, that it's not going to work, but in a lot of situations, if it's kitchen, bedroom fire, this ultra high pressure quick attack idea is hopefully going to really help us with how big of district that we have. We have 310 square miles, and really excited about trying it and putting it into service. A lot of our neighbors have it that have smaller departments and smaller staff, but for our size of district, we feel it's going to be a great thing. We're not eliminating our engines or anything like that. We're just going to cut back. Instead of six in that big engine, there'll be four members because two are already out ahead in this this truck.
Is that something you could use for a grass fire too?
We can use it for grass fires, car fires, structure fires, you know, obviously within reason. But yep, really looking forward to it.
So you got it through some generous donations in the community, didn't you?
We did. I was approached by Ryan Jones from Jones Chevrolet, willing to donate us a brand new 2024 one-ton crew cab truck. And with that, partnering with Cardinal CG, was able to get the ultra-high pressure pump paid for. So a tremendous donation to the fire district and to all really the citizens of our fire district and Mutual Aid Association, for sure.
When you talk about ultra-high pressure pump, what does that mean?
It's 125 gallons, and it's 20 gallons per minute. It's like a pressure washer, if you want to say it that way. But what you do is you cut through the thermal layers and get to the seat of the fire and just cool that fire. And they've done tons of studies. The quicker you get water on a fire, the better chance you've got. So again, we're able to get the response time because instead of six members, because nobody's at the station full time, two members come in, are able to get their truck on the road. It's a smaller truck than our big engine. And, you know, the farther from the station, you know, it could be 2, 3, 4 minutes quicker of spraying water on, you know, that fire to keep it under control or hold it at bay until the big water gets there with our engines.
It has the capability maybe years ago that some engines probably had, the bigger engines, right? It has the ability to probably do what they did, right?
It does. It's great technology. Aaron Harris, the chief at Middleton, is huge into this. Our neighbors, Cazenovia, Loganville, have had this technology. And we've just, with this donation, are able to bring it into our fleet. And really, it's, you know, just another tool in the toolbox. A few years ago, we were able to add the drone to our service, and that's been used tremendously by Sheriff's Department, searching for folks that have walked off missing. I think we had 10 or 12 calls with just the drone last year. So all of this is evolving, and we're just open to new ideas, new tools, just that we can use.
You're just full of good news this morning here because I understand that the department has grown a little bit, Scott.
We have. We've been very, very fortunate with our citizens stepping up. We had a lot of our senior members with Jerry Stibbe, 50 years, retire in the last couple years. Barry Roger, 48 and a half years. The list goes on and on with a lot of senior firefighters. In the last month and a half, we've been able to add 11 new members to bring our roster up to 50 firefighters for the Richland Center Fire Department.
That's incredible.
It's great. I've talked to a lot of other chiefs. They're begging they're not getting anybody to apply, and we feel very fortunate at this time to have the interest and the willingness of our members to help train, and it's going to be fun as we grow the youth of the department.
Indeed, because the average age of a fire department, you know, for a town your size is probably, what, 50?
I would say it was.
It was,
a couple years ago, for sure, and that sure has flopped here in the last, you know, year and two, but it's bound to happen. I mean, it was 5-6 years ago when a lot of departments were seeing that retirement of those folks that got 20, 30, 40 years. Our folks held on a little longer, and we're just kind of going through that in the last couple years here. But again, just really grateful that the youth of our community are willing to step up and want to help out their neighbors. It's great.
What do you do then in terms of, do you swear them in?
Yeah, as far as on Monday night, we brought them in after the officers went through an interview process, do all of our checks on all of our members, and we bring it into our full body membership one by one. They're basically introduce themselves. The membership has any questions. With nine, that's a pretty big group. And then we all sat around, had our discussions, and we vote on each member, and that's how you become a member at our department.
So if we make a fire call, how do we know how many are going to respond? Do you have kind of an idea of where everybody is at each time of the day?
You know, that's the great part about it. You know, everybody's got a different work schedule because nobody's full-time. So we've got second, third, you know, first shift employees. And to make sure we've got coverage at all time, we have what we call a duty crew. So we have three duty crews that are on 2 weeks at a time. And so those folks from 6 at night to 6 in the morning are responsible to make sure if you're not going to be around, that you get coverage from another duty crew. But we're very fortunate that no matter what duty crew's on, you know, we have very good response. So,
yeah, it's amazing that you have that kind of response, and we're all very fortunate that we have that kind of response
in
the area.
Yeah, I mean, we're very, very fortunate. We have, you know, great response. Before we added this, when we were at 41 members for structure fires, we were getting in the 30s, 33, 34 folks showing up. And again, everybody's got different schedules, vacations and things. So we're very fortunate on the numbers we get to show up at all calls.
And you're on cleanup crew for accidents lots of times?
We are. We, you know, probably 60-70% of our calls are out with on the roadways. And, you know, with that is the PPE and the safety to make sure we keep everybody safe.
How often do you do training?
We train twice a month, the first and third Monday of every month. We fully train. We're very fortunate, and I'll say this to Bruce at Wagner's. We're able to cut as far as extrication training pretty much any night we need to, and that's a real asset to our department for how much training we get. We don't have to go away to a school or anything. It's right there on the edge of town, and he always has his vehicles to practice on. But, yeah, we train those nights. We'll do off-training nights. A lot of our schooling with a lot of these new members are on Tuesday and Wednesday nights, on off nights, and their other training is down there at Southwest Tech on the weekends. So the folks put a lot of time in right out of the gate to get all the schooling in check, so that way they can then be able to go in.
Kind of a scary situation earlier. You're probably happy to see some rain and some snow this week, aren't you?
Yes, we are. It was really scary how dry it was back in, you know, February and March. We had 3 or 4 right away, and on a normal year, we have 5, you know, wildland fires, and we were having them, it seemed like, a couple a day there for a little bit.
Right, so a lot better situation there, but you still got to be careful, right?
We do, yep. Yeah, just make sure that, you know, if you are going to burn once the rain and snow is done here, that you just, you know, make sure you have your burning permit, that you can get online through the DNR and then check before you burn. And I guess the biggest thing I can tell everybody is make sure you call dispatch 647-2106 and let them know that you are burning, because if somebody drives by, reports smoke and pages us out, the fire district does bill for those calls. So just please make sure if you are burning, just to call and let them know that you've got a controlled burn.
Let them know when you're done as well?
I suppose, but the biggest thing is, you know, normally right when they're starting it, and if you're going to create a lot of smoke or whatever, cell phones are great, but cell phones create a lot of extra calls for us too.
I see. So you're talking about the new truck. When can we see it if it's not a fire? I mean, I don't want to see it unless I want to see it like kind of in a casual situation.
Sure.
So you're going to have it on display somewhere?
Yeah. We have got the truck lettered.
Okay.
We don't have the lights on it yet. The pump just came in last weekend. So we're hoping within the next month, and we get some training with it, we're going to have it in service. Casanova has actually got a controlled training burn this Saturday that we're going to go up and try it out for the first time. So we're looking forward to it.
Awesome. And you work well with all the area departments, don't you?
We do. Yeah, the mutual aid group that we've got, we go back and forth with Mavis, the mutual aid box alarm system that we use. We rely on each other to backfill stations if we've got a large call, or if they do need more water, whatever. We all work together, and we meet quarterly as a chiefs association and talk about training and joint training and different things to try to make it work well for the whole county.
You have some different outings coming up. I know the State Farm Insurance, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, but you get great support from downtown as well, don't you?
We do. You know, we appreciate Julie and the gang there at State Farm for that program that we started a couple years ago with the smoke detectors, and how that has really evolved into quite a program of us getting into a lot of folks' home and helping them out and making sure that they're safe with their detectors, both the smoke and the CO detectors.
Right. And any other big events coming up you'd like to talk about this year, Scott?
We're planning on getting out to the movie theater like we have in the past. I think our approach with the dance is we just want to be out in the community more. I know we had great response at the fair last year. We had our grain simulator out there, and we're just trying to, I guess, just be out in the community more. Our open house will be, I believe it's June 15th on the Saturday of the rodeo weekend. That's always a great thing that we like to showcase everything there. And thank the community for everything they do when we reach out. Our annual mailing is our really once a year fundraiser, and we continue to have great response from the community. So just thank everybody for that.
Good. Well, thanks for the good news this morning. We appreciate that.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Scott Gall joining us here, the Richland Center Fire Chief, on today's morning show from WRCO.